Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may serve you. We ask that we may love you. We ask that we may honor you, especially on this special feast, the feast of the exaltation of the cross. Let us come to recognize how much you love us by taking that cross upon yourself, that we may all be saved. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, this is a rather unique feast for the Archdiocese of Boston and obviously other places. Now, you may or may not know that the Holy Cross Cathedral is named for the fact that there is a relic of the true cross at the Holy Cross Cathedral, and that was given to the original bishop coming to us from France, who took that relic as, he carried that relic, maybe is a better way to put it, who carried that relic in order that this may be placed in the cathedral, and now it is, which obviously is not where the cathedral is today, and that has been part of our archdiocese since the very beginning. So we understand that that relic has been with us from the beginning of the diocese. Now, a little bit of history, by the way. You know, we all know that here in Boston, Boston was colonized by the British, but it was evangelized as for the Catholics by the French. And that's why, by the way, we have this group of people we call the Quebecois. French Canada, because it was the French who evangelized, who taught the gospel, the Catholic gospel. It was usually the French Jesuits, and they're the ones that taught the truth of the gospel to the people of this area. So the Spanish did it south of the border, or south of, not south of the border, that too, but in the southern part of the United States. But it was the French who were evangelizing while the British were colonizing. So that's why you have, there's a little tension in the colonial days between the Catholics and the Episcopalians, who were part or whomever, the Church of England, I guess is a better way to put that. It wasn't the, don't let us start saying, well, those Episcopalians, because we get along very well with the Episcopalians and they get along very well with us. But at the time, the Church of England and the Catholics would have been at odds ever since, actually, that tension that led to Henry VIII separating from Rome. So we have these two sides. So our archdiocese was founded by the French, and the relic comes to us from France, comes here to the United States. Now, also understand that we can go about 3 hours west of here, and there were the French Jesuits, who also are martyrs 3 hours west of here, what is outside, it's Orangeville, what is outside of Albany. And they too were preaching the gospel to the Native Americans there. And their intentions were misunderstood, and they were martyred by the Native Americans out there. The following generation brought forth Blessed Kateri Tikawitha. So we understand all that. And so whenever we're talking about the church in the Boston, the early days of the church in the Boston area, we're actually not talking Irish, we're talking French. And so Bishop Chevers came here and he started the diocese here in Boston. And he brought the relic of the cross, which we've had ever since. So I think it is in storage. No, it's not in storage. I think it's in a very secure place. More so than when I was at the cathedral. It wasn't a secure place, but it was on a cross. It was openly displayed, but I think they have since moved it to a very secure place, although it is also visible. So that's important to understand. And that's what this means. And it also means the exaltation of the cross. Now, if you think about that, that is like an oxymoron. Why would you exalt in the cross? And obviously, as Christians, we understand this. And this is a powerful week. You probably heard me last week saying to go to church on the 12th of September. Well, there's a reason why I said that, was because of this very day that happened in that same week. So here you have September 11th is the tragic day of the tragic terrorist attacks. It was September 12th, day after. If you remember, the sun, as I used to preach, the sun rose the next day. Remember, it was a very beautiful day. And weather-wise, it was a tragic day politically and emotionally and spiritually and physically. But it was a beautiful day weather-wise. And it was a reminder that God is still with us. And then what we understand is that cross that was eventually found at the base of the wreckage there from 9/11. So reminding us that the cross always triumphs, and we talked about that last week. Well, one of the powerful things I wanted to bring forth in light of that is this is the day, this is why it's kind of ironic, because you have September 11th, September 12th. 2 days later, we have this very day, the exaltation of the cross, to hold forth to the cross. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Have you ever wanted to read the Bible but didn't know which readings to check out? Well, how about looking at the Church's daily readings? You can find them at the website of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. Just go to bible.usccb.org and click on the date that pops up on that page. There are other options on that page as well. That is bible.usccb.org, and click on the date and you will see the daily readings for your own prayer and study of the Bible. This is a prayerful tip from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website, you can check out the archives of the show, you can send us prayer requests, and send us feedback. You can join our Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things over there. You can read the blog. All of that over at CatholicAudioMedia.com. By the way, something to keep in mind is if you do send us a prayer request, then I will share it. And unless you say you can say my name, I will share it with the community, with the parish over here, and say, please pray for this person for whatever reason. I won't say your name unless you say, oh, by the way, you can say my name. I won't say your name, but say, please pray because this person is looking for prayers. And that's what I will do. So keep that in mind. So anyway, we're talking about this powerful feast, because church-wide, it's the feast of the Exaltation of the Cross, but here in Boston, it's almost like what we would call our patronal feast. Almost. Our actual patronal feast is March 17th, because the patron of the Archdiocese is St. Patrick, just like in New York. However, this is the feast where we recognize that celebration of the Exaltation of the Cross, and we have this relic of the cross, which is why we, you know, the very core of the Cathedral of the Holy Cross. It reminds me, I used to do these scavenger hunts in the cathedral. It wasn't like people had to go look for Easter eggs or anything else, but and it would be a teaching tool. And one of the things I would do is, you know, you'd say, see if you can find me John the Baptist, and they'd look around and they'd find a window that wouldn't say John the Baptist, but it would have all these symbols that would recognize John the Baptist. And I would do something like that. Well, one of the questions was also, show me the largest cross in New England. And they'd be all looking around, and they'd be looking here, there, and everywhere. And they'd, is it this? No, is it this? And then finally, oftentimes, some people pick it up right away. They go, we're standing in it. And that, in fact, is true. All cathedrals are shaped like a cross. So the Cathedral of the Holy Cross is shaped like a huge cross. So it's huge. Now, something that I found interesting talking to Cardinal O'Malley, who was then Archbishop O'Malley when I first met him, and he said to me, and I found it hard to believe. He said, nope, I'm telling you, this is true. And that is that the Cathedral of the Holy Cross is larger than St. Patrick's Cathedral. And I said, are you serious? And he says, there is in Rome, the like floor plans. It's on the floor, but it's also like what we would call the footprint of every cathedral. And the St. Patrick's Cathedral fits inside of the Cathedral of the Holy Cross. So this cross, this cathedral rather, is larger than St. Patrick's Cathedral, which you know, let's face it, we're talking New York. It's a good thing to talk about. But it's a powerful reality of what Christ has done for us. And when we understand what this is, he has saved us from evil. Now, something to think about in the exaltation of the cross. What has he saved us from? Well, obviously people say, well, he saved us from hell. Okay, we understand that. And he's led us into salvation. Well, what did he save us from besides hell? I could say, let me give you an example. If you were about to get on a plane and you were going to go to some place, and all of a sudden I grabbed, just don't get on that plane, and you didn't go there, and you went somewhere else, say, oh, you saved me from going to, and then turns out the next day there was an earthquake. You saved me from going to that earthquake. Thank you very much. But it really doesn't tell you much more than that. Well, think of this. What did Jesus go through to prevent you from being lost? And that would give you a basic idea of what you were saved from. You can imagine that you were saved from something far, far, far more horrible than that. But he gave everything he had so that you would not ever know what it was he saved you from in intimate detail. Therefore, understand that that concept of the cross and his suffering on the cross gives us a powerful understanding of what he saved us from. And a lot of people don't understand that. They say, well, he died on the cross and all that. Well, yes, he did. And he died on the cross that we may be saved from the very intimate details we may not be able to fully understand in their truthfulness. There's a lot of myth and there's a lot of legend, but there is no actual eyewitness statement. This is what it is, except for personal revelation, but you don't have to believe personal revelation. So we don't know specifically, but we have, this is what he saved us from. So that tells us something powerful, and that leads us to embrace the cross even more in thankfulness for what he has done for us. We're going to talk more tomorrow at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.